ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge has tossed out a $15 billion defamation lawsuit against the New York Times brought by Donald Trump.
Just 3 days after President Trump filed his lawsuit, a federal judge tossed out the case on Friday in a blistering ruling that called the lawsuit, quote, decidedly improper and impermissible. Judge Stephen Merriday said Trump's lawsuit spent too much time praising the president and not enough time justifying why Trump believes he was defamed by the New York Times and Penguin Random House. The judge gave Trump's lawyers 4 weeks to refile the lawsuit in, quote, a professional and dignified manner. Peter Haralambos, ABC News.
The CDC vaccine advisory panel meeting for a second day on vaccine schedules for children. The panel expected to take a vote later today on COVID-19 doses. Yesterday, the panel recommended separating the long combined MMRV vaccine. President Trump held a call with China's leader today, calling it productive. It included progression on the TikTok deal he says to keep the app running in the U.S. This is ABC News. One medical group says since cannabis increased in availability, legality, and social acceptability, it's also fueled a misconception.
The nation's leading OBGYN group says there's a misconception that cannabis use is safe during pregnancy. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists says it's not. Cannabis during pregnancy has been linked to preterm birth, low birth weight, NICU stays, and neurocognitive and behavioral problems. ACOG is calling for increased screening before, during, and after pregnancy, including while breastfeeding. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Dangerous weather in western states along with the southwest, heavy rain triggering flash flooding and massive mudslides. Some people told to shelter in place as rescue teams were activated and some were trapped. Homes were crushed by the force of mud in some cases and cars buried. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. A reminder for Green Bay area school students and parents, when you head back to school on Monday, students will need to have their clear backpacks. The district sent out a notice clarifying the new safety protocols that will go into effect starting Monday, the 22nd. In addition to the clear bag policy, school leaders say high school students who get in a fight or have weapons on them face mandatory suspension for multiple days at minimum. That suspension includes athletic teams and activities. The district says if a student continues to get into trouble, the school will recommend expulsion. They say no student who persistently engages in unsafe behavior will be returning to the school they're currently attending. The Packers are on the road this weekend, but the team is inviting fans to RSVP for a fan huddle. Not in Cleveland, but in Ireland. And oh yes, Packer fandom does spread that far. In fact, the huddle in Dublin will be hosted by the founder of the UK Packers fan club and popular Packers podcaster, Stephen O'Brien. The event will feature special guest and former Packers running back Ryan Grant, who will meet and take photos with Packer fans. Attendees will also have the chance to enjoy a taste of Wisconsin with fan favorite foods inspired by a traditional Packers tailgate. The event in Dublin is one of several Packers huddle events in Europe this fall, with later dates set for London and Berlin. The huddles are part of the team's efforts to build the brand globally in conjunction with the NFL's Global Markets Program. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Meet me in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers in St. Louis tonight against the Cardinals. The Crew with a 5-2 win last night at home against the Angels. Christian Yelich, 2-for-4, driving in his 100th RBI of the season. Manager Pat Murphy.
It's quite an accomplishment for any player. Yelly, you know, if you took the number of hard hit balls that were caught this year by Yelich over 100 and whatever miles an hour, you'd be astounded.
Milwaukee's magic number down to 4. The Angels losing their 7th in a row. Football, the Badgers host Maryland tomorrow, kickoff 11 a.m. The Packers head to Cleveland to play the Browns Sunday at noon. The Lions, Commanders, and now the Browns all trying to stop Green Bay's ground game.
A lot of these teams that we play, we already know they're going to load the box. It's going to be 8 to 9 guys in there. Safety's going to be flowing hard. It just is what it is. It's what we got to expect, so we got to learn how to make adjustments from that.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy but still mild with high temperatures making it to the mid-70s. Chances of showers throughout the day. Thunderstorms and rain ramp up into the night. Slow-moving low-pressure system over the state. Chances for rain continue Saturday, Sunday, and into Monday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Local news and timeless hits. James Brown on 97.9 WGBW. If you ever tune in and you go, oh my gosh, I haven't heard that song in forever. Who sings that? And it's driving you crazy, because that would drive me crazy too. You can always look at what's playing right now and what's played in the past at our website at WGBW.FM.
Why do I need you so? Hey, hey. Baby, try to find. Hey, hey. local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. No subscription necessary. WGBW.
I want a home and she
Timeless Hits on 97.9 and WGBW. Like that old-time rock and roll, we've got more of it straight ahead for you. Also, another news update coming your way in just a few. The Go for the Green and Gold contest starts on Monday. It's our multi-state text-to-win contest where all you need to play, and hopefully win, is that Civic Media app, which is free to download. Get it now, because by the time you think about it on Monday, it's going to be the whole thing. You know it's going to be the whole thing. So just do it now so you're ready to go. It's really simple to download. It's absolutely free. And you can win some green and gold money and jewelry each day. And then be also in the running for the grand prize. The club level seats to see Green Bay in Minnesota, November 23rd in Green Bay, as we go for the green and gold. Winning starts Monday with that Civic Media app on WGBW.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I got to fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're going to be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cash back app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code LIFE.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And Saturday, September 20th, starting at 8 a.m., is the 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb at Lambeau Field. What's a stair climb? Well, this event is a tribute to the 343 firefighters who gave their lives at the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001. Members of the community are invited to climb the equivalent of 110 stories on the steps of Lambeau Field. I have done this climb once, and it is rough, but very impactful. Sign up today, head to WGBW.fm and click events.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota right here in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us and go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty senorita waiting for me down in old Mexico, and if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Another Night Light with Pete Schwabba comes your way tonight, starting at 6 right here on WGBW.
Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Thank you.
City. It's local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Let's see what's going on around the city with another local news update from the WGBW newsroom.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Several vigils for Charlie Kirk are planned for this weekend. One of the largest is expected at the Arizona Cardinals Stadium on Sunday, where President Donald Trump will be in attendance. It comes as a number of services took place for the conservative activists yesterday, including one at UW Green Bay. Organizers say people are affected by political violence in different ways, so they just wanted to have a safe space where people could grieve and spend time together. On Capitol Hill, the Senate approved a measure to designate October 14th as a National Day of Remembrance for Charlie Kirk. That would have been his 32nd birthday. With the Packers back in action and the Brewers heading to the postseason, the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is reminding sports fans to look out for fake memorabilia scams. Agency officials say scammers have been posting ads on social media for fake sports memorabilia with high-quality pictures and cheap prices to lure potential victims. The Better Business Bureau is reminding residents to research the company before making a purchase, check for certificates of authenticity, and be wary of deals that seem too good to be true. The SS Badger Car Ferry resumed operations yesterday after being damaged when it hit its sister ship while docking in Ludington, Michigan. Officials say the Badger came in contact with the SS Spartan, which sits in Ludington Harbor in Michigan, just before 7 o'clock Wednesday night. Crews assessed the damage to the Badger to determine what repairs were needed and make sure the ship continues operating safely. The Badger's passenger and vehicle ferry service is back on its regular schedule, taking people and cars across Lake Michigan two times every day. The 410-foot ship originally operated mostly as a train ferry, but became a ferry for passengers and vehicles in 1992. The ship's owners say the SS Badger is the last remaining steamship operating in the U.S. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News. Green Bay.
Mostly cloudy, but still mild, with high temperatures making it to the mid-70s. Chances of showers throughout the day, thunderstorms and rain ramp up into the night. Slow-moving low-pressure system over the state, chances for rain continue Saturday, Sunday, and into Monday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
And I Just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on.
Bill Withers to the Beatles on local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW.
Paperback writer. You sir, all madam, will you read my book? It took me years to write. Will you take a look? It's based on a novel by a man named Lear, and I need a job, so I want to be a paperback writer.
Winking, I get confused. stand, and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
That we're in. Spooky decor, spooky movies. Interesting movie called Him coming out in theaters tonight. Kind of a sports and horror movie, which is kind of right up my alley. It's local news and timeless hits. We're 97.9 WGBW.
Ever since our voyage of love began,
Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. And I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. If you feel like doing a little exercising for a good cause, there's a ton of walks and stair climbs tomorrow. You can read all about them on the community calendar at our website at WGBW.fm. The Walk for Wildlife at the Animal Sanctuary happening tomorrow morning. Also, the 10th annual One Dream Team Unity Walk and Fall Fest. That happens tomorrow as well, and the 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb happening tomorrow morning. And you can get all the info on all those events in one spot on our community calendar page at WGBW.fm.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-859-3220. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-859-3220. That's 800-859-3220 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. 800-859-3220.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Describe all the feeling that I have.
someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is the word, but more than a word. To the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have writing here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Eric's going to be joining us at 2 o'clock to take you through the rest of the afternoon. And we hope that you have a very safe and happy weekend. And we can't wait for Monday as we go for the green and gold with WGBW.
local news, timeless hits. Because the past matters. 97.9 WGBW.
Some bottom so that the dancers just won't hide.
Wrong! ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The CDC Vaccine Advisory Panel continues to meet, and it will take up a vote on vaccine schedules for children today. They're expected to take a vote on COVID-19 doses. Yesterday, the panel recommended separating the long combined MMRV vaccine and restricted the ages who should receive it. ABC's Steve Osunsalmi has more.
The panel decided to separate the chickenpox vaccine from the widely used combination vaccine that fights the measles, mumps, and rubella, meaning that children will need another shot for their first dose, explaining that this slightly lowers the risk of possible seizures experienced by some children getting the vaccine.
The House passed a short-term government funding bill ahead of the shutdown deadline at the end of the month. The Senate, though, failing to advance several measures due to lack of support. Security preparations underway in Phoenix ahead of Sunday's memorial service planned for conservative influencer Charlie Cook. He was shot and killed last week. This is ABC News. In Southern California, a frantic search underway near Barstow to find a 2-year-old boy who disappeared following last night's flooding.
2-year-old Xavier Padilla Aguilera and his father were swept away in floodwaters as his father was trying to get them out when their car got stuck in quickly rising water. The vehicle was swept away. His father could not hold on to the child in the current. The father was found on an island. Xavier has not been seen since. Moisture from a tropical storm that moved up from Mexico created thunderstorms in the mountains north and east of L.A. on Thursday. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
In Paris, the bells are ringing again at Notre Dame. The north and south towers of the cathedral.